This chazor zeichen is about chesach shagim from Yehudim sechet gittin da vav. Zok Marav says that Bavel has the same status for Yisrael with regard to gittin, and therefore b'chanechdav need not be said when bringing a get from Bavel. Shmuel says it has a status of chutz laaretz. Maybe we say machloikis is that Rav holds like Rabba, and since the people of Bavel are learned, so they have the status of Yisrael. Shmuel holds like Rava, and therefore it's a concern to finding people to confirm signatures in Bavel is also a problem. Mar says we have said that even Rabba agrees with the reason of Rava. Rather, everyone agrees with Rava that and machloikis is that Rav holds that since the great yeshivas were located in Bavel, people are always traveling there and witnesses for confirmation will be found. Shmuel says the people in yeshiva are busy learning and they're therefore not available to confirm signatures. Rabbi Yemi asked, the Mishnah lists the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and says that anything north of Akko, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this includes Akko as well, is considered to be Chutz Laaretz. Now Bavel is north of Akko, so it must be considered Chutz Laaretz. Mara says, the Mishnah means everything besides Bavel. What are the borders of Bavel for this purpose? Rabbi Papa said, the same boundaries that are used to determine Bavel for purposes of Yichus are used for Gittin as well. Rabbi Yosef says, although there are differing opinions for purposes of Yichus, for matters of Gittin, all agree that the border goes until the second willow near the bridge. Zoktamar of Chista required b'fanech to be said for a get brought from Aktisfoin to Be'ar Deshir, but not vice versa. In fact, maybe the reason is because the people of Be'ar Deshir were fluent in the halachas of Lishma, while in Aktisfoin they were not. Frechma, we have said that Rabba agrees with the reason of Rava, so it can't be all based on Lishma. Rather, the reason is that people of Be'ar Deshir would go to the market of Aktisfoin, and therefore the people of Aktisfoin would be familiar with their signatures. The reverse was not true, because the people of Be'ar Deshir were busy in the marketplace and didn't pay attention to the signatures of the people of Aktisfoin. Zoktma, Rabba would require that B'fanechna be said when bringing a get from one side of the street to the other. Rav Sheshes would require from one neighborhood to another. Rava would require it even for a get brought within a neighborhood. Frechma, Rava's reason is for the concern of not being able to confirm signatures, and within one neighborhood that concern doesn't exist. After tomorrow, the area of Mechuzah is different because the people are always traveling and therefore never become familiar with each other's signatures. Zokti Mar of Chanan said that if Kahanan once brought a get either from Surah to Nardo or vice versa and asked Rav if he has to say b'fanechta b'fanechta, Rav said that it need not be said, but if it's said, it's effective. What did that mean, if it's said, it's effective? Mar said that if the husband claimed that the get is possible, we would not pay attention to that claim. We find in a braisa as well that Rabbi Shmuel suggested to a shliach that he say b'fanechta b'fanechta, even though it was not required. Because even if it's not required, if it's said, it dismisses a potential claim of invalidity by the husband. Zaktimar Rabbi Yosef sent to Rav Chista, if a get is brought from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanechta b'fanechta. In fact, maybe the reason is because he holds like Rabba, and since the people of Bavel are aware, they're Biki and Lishma, so that's why there's no reason to say B'fanechta B'fanechta. The Gemara says, no, again, we have already said that Rabba holds like Rava's reason as well. The reason why B'fanechta B'fanechta need not be said is because there's a lot of travel between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we will find witnesses to confirm the signatures. Rav Yosef asked, who says that we are to follow Rav Yosef as a reliable opinion? In fact, we find that he once wrote a psak without making, without making sirtut, even though Rav Yitzchak said that one may not write more than two words without sirtut. Abaye said, just because someone didn't have the Kabbalah of the halacha of Rav Yitzchak, that does not make him any less great of a person. It's not as if he made a mistake in logic. In fact, we're told a story where we find that Eliyahu HaNavi met and spoke to Rav Yosser and mentioned that Hashem agreed with a pshat that Rav Yosser himself had said. This certainly proves that he was a great man. The pshat that was discussed was regarding the story of Pelegesh Begiva. The question was what the Pelegesh had done that caused her husband to become so angry. Rav Yosser said he found a fly in his food, and Rav Yonason said he found a hair, and the Eibishter was agreeing in pshat with Rav Yosser. The Gemara explains, Rav Yehuda said he found a fly in his food, which disgusted him, and he found a hair in her private area, which was considered to be a sakana for him. Others say that he found both of these in his food, but finding a fly can be thought of as an accident. You know, just flies in, which is why he at first did not become so angry. But when he then found a hair, which is only due to carelessness, he became angry. Chizkiah said, we learn from the story of Pelegesh Begiva that one should not instill a lot of fear in his house, because that is what happened in that story, and the result was tens of thousands of Yidden and the Rahman al-Islam being killed. Rav Yehuda and Rav said, one who instills excessive fear in his house will ultimately come to be over on Gila Royesh, Shfichas Domim, and Chilul Shabbos. Rabbi Bar Bachana said, when the Rabbanan said that one must ask on Erev Shabbos whether his household has taken care of the Meiser, the Erev, and the lighting of the candle, it must be said calmly so that they will listen and accept these statements. Rashi said, I acted this way even though I had not learned this from Rabbi Bar Bachana, since it's logical that it should be done in this way. Ravo said, one may never instill excessive fear in his house because doing so caused Rav Chanina ben Gamliel to be given to eat, although Hashem saved him, he didn't actually eat it, but he was given to eat a piece of Erev Menachai because of this excessive fear that existed.